Hey, it's Travis with the Side Stage Show. Join me every Thursday, noon to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time on 95.9 KRFF, heard throughout the Fargo-Moorhead area. You can also tune in online from anywhere at RadioFreeFargo.org for tunes, guests, interviews, even local community happenings. You can also check out the replay of our interviews on Spotify, iHeartMedia, iTunes, Buzzsprout, and more. Check out the Side Stage Show with Travis. Tune in, turn up, and jam out. If I tell you what, it's going to be a hot couple of days right now. And just chatting with the gentleman on our phone, the next guest here, they've released a brand new wine just a couple of months ago, and it seems to be the favorite for everybody sipping out on their patio, including myself. We're glad he's back. He's a winemaker, farmer, adventurer. He's the owner of Fresh Fine Wines. Chatting with us from Napa, California, our good pal, Jamie Whetstone. Jamie, how are you, Captain?
Travis, I'm really good, man. And oddly enough, today I snuck down south, so I'm actually sitting poolside in Santa Monica, and because of the because of what's going on, you know, down here, I actually have the whole place to myself, which is kind of wild.
That's not a bad place to be. Well, cheers from Fargo. We still got to get you up here, and I was hoping that was going to happen sooner than later, but obviously with, you know, out there in California, you're kind of back into some restrictions in lockdown. What's the vibe like out there?
You know, man, it's I think it's for some folks, it's cautiously optimistic, probably. I mean, everybody's just trying to pivot, trying to keep their businesses alive and rolling, trying to keep morale up. And I'm seeing a lot of folks, you know, win that battle. But awesome. I think the whole uncertainty surrounding when that next closure, you know, comes, or that statewide shutdown, you know, God willing, that does not happen. But right. I don't know, man. I see a lot of folks that are just busting the move and getting on it. So that's kind of the vibe for now.
Awesome. Well, I want to hear how this has affected basically production for Fresh Vine Wine. Has it had to halt anything with distribution, making anything? How has things been going with that?
You know, that's actually a great question. And really, there are a couple answers. In terms of our production in Napa, it hasn't halted anything there because wine production, you know, clearly in my neck of the woods, is considered an essential business. On the distribution side, because so many restaurants, you know, have closed and don't have the luxury of being able to A, pivot, or B, have that outside, you know, seating where they can put people, it's really slowed ourselves there. However, the sort of counterbalance to that has been retail. You know, clearly folks have been stocking up, and it is hot outside, so you've got to drink something.
Absolutely.
Cheers to that. So that's where that Chardonnay release this past spring has just been such a boon for us. So yeah, man, it's you know, there's some give and take. For sure.
Well, congratulations on the new Chardonnay. I've been sipping that on the patio during these hot days, like we were saying, and it's become one of my favorite. But not only that, I want to say congratulations as well, because I see that your 2018 Cabernet Sauvignon, you ranked in the top 3% of all wines in the world via the Vivino app. Congratulations. How the heck did that come about?
Oh, my God, man. Just so grateful for that. You know, those guys are really random, and they do such a wonderful job of pulling stuff that they're interested in. And so, you know, from our side of the fence, we didn't have to lift a finger. So we were just as tickled as you just, you know, heard me laughing. It just feels really, really, really good. And those guys have just, it's been interesting to see how they've also been able to move the needle. And we certainly saw a nice boost, you know, from our sales out there in the retail where we are placed. So yeah,
that's fantastic.
A huge stroke of luck and real good fortune.
It's well deserved, because you've got a great line of wines here. And we are a different breed out here, though, in the Midwest a little bit. We like to eat our meat and potatoes. And so I'm going to put you to a little test here, because I want to know, you've got the Cabernet, you've got the Chardonnay, you've got the Pinot Noir. I want to know kind of what you would pair things with. So if I were to give you an example, like, well, most of us like steaks and burgers around here, which of your wines would you pair with that?
First of all, I'm a huge steak and burger guy. So, and I'll pile potatoes on the plate. Just assures I've got steak on the plate. So I feel like maybe there's some relationship with the good folks of Fargo. That said, the Cabernet Sauvignon is so fantastic with any sort of bread meat. And that goes right into the lamb category. It could be, the non-red meat. You could be pulling ribs off the grill. But for me, that Cabernet Sauvignon with that steak, maybe a little chimichurri, to top it off. The Pinot Noir is kind of that nice crossover vehicle where, man, you can have a wonderful slice of pizza with, some pepperoni and olives on it, maybe a little feta cheese. You can also enjoy that with a piece of salmon off the grill, maybe some ribs. I mean, maybe you just like, spaghetti and meatballs. It's got enough acidity. It's tasty. It's delicious. It's got enough backbone to it. And then finally, the Chardonnay. You can get into some spicy Chinese food. You can go back to that fish, in the pan or off the grill. I mean, this time of the year, I'm trying to stay outside with all that stuff. So the grill's a big part of my dailiness. But I think that pretty much captures it all. And I'm an equal opportunity eater. So
I'm just realizing I made a mistake by asking you which wines are going to go better with food, because I'm looking over here at my lunch, which is nothing more than a half-eaten, dried-up protein bar. And I'm going, well, now I did it to myself. I have nobody to blame but myself.
Yeah, good luck with that one, Travis.
I also want to give you some kudos here, because I saw not too long ago, Fresh Fine Wine, you guys are giving back. Back in April, you connected with the Washington Capitals and Wizards to help give back. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, when we partner with sports teams, for instance, the Wizards and the Capitals, and also Capital One Arena, we also like to go into the community and do something important that's important to the teams. And so for that particular situation, it's the DC Kitchen, and they're just fantastic folks. And so, we were able to go in and I think we've donated over 30,000 meals there. If you head down south to Tampa Bay, where we're partners with the Rays, the baseball team, and the stadium there at Tropicana Field, we're coming up on 100,000 meals. They just have a bigger reach. They're a 10-county reach down there, and it's called Feeding Tampa Bay. And so, yeah, man, we're very interested in making sure that we get into the communities and prove ourselves, in perpetuity. So as long as Fresh Vine is around, as we continue to go in with these sports partnerships, then we will always be looking for the community support and the charitable bent on it.
Kudos to you for helping out and getting involved like that. Now, you guys actually dedicate yourselves to the active lifestyle. Again, give us a brief description of why your wine is so good for those folks trying to watch the waistline a little bit.
And thanks for asking, but it's very simple in that we've taken that page out of the European playbook, and it's low-cal, low-carb, low-sugar.
Right.
It's vegan, it's keto, if you decided to go, to those lengths. But at the end of the day, you can get your workout in. You can absolutely, bust a move within the confines of wherever you're social distancing from or in. And then at the end of that day, I mean, the last thing you want is some diet crap that doesn't taste good. And so
right.
With Fresh Vine, it also tastes delicious, man. I mean, we're all adults, and it's just nice to be rewarded for that glass of what you've got to be fantastic. So for Fresh Vine, we just you get all that great flavor without all the guilt.
Well, I'm glad that you brought that up. We actually took a bottle of the new Chardonnay down there to one of the Fargo CrossFit locations, and we poured a little bit
nice.
For each of them just wrapping up class, and all of them had two words to describe your wine, which was delicious, of course, and clean. So again, kudos to you on that. You got to promise me when things, go back to normal, and we can all start traveling again and living life a little bit more freely, you'll take some time to come on up here in Fargo and share a glass of Fresh Fine Wine with us here in the studio.
Yeah, man, I would be, I'd be stoked. And not having been, been to Fargo specifically, having been through actually the Dakotas on my first sojourn to California, which has been 24 years ago, but Yeah, man, I'd be real stoked to do that, and happy to have the opportunity. So, Travis, thanks for asking, and let's figure out how to make it happen.
Absolutely. You got to check out Fresh Vine Wine. For all of us who are trying to stay indoors and be careful, don't worry, they deliver right to your doorstep. Jamie, where can we find you, and where can we order?
First of all, follow us on Fresh Vine Wine, Instagram and Facebook, and then for sure, go to the website. I think it's free shipping on 3 bottles at this point. We will put it on your door. So that's freshvinewine.com.
Jamie, we appreciate it here in Fargo.
Thanks for the time on air today, Travis, and best of luck for to everybody listening. And we'll look forward to continuing to support and the alcohol habit.
Absolutely.
Within the confines of this whole thing. So take care, man. Thank you.